This Happy Times episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially when social gatherings are picking up after the winter. For myself, the winter is literally about hibernation, becoming a hermit, and watching as many movies as possible, which results in me being a little antisocial, which then results in me being a little bit more socially anxious. So instead of being unprepared after my winter months, I'm going to therapy. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't just drain your battery. In my personal experience, therapy has done wonders for how I think about life. It gives me an alternate perspective, especially since I've been isolated for so long. If you are thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/happytimes today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp, HELP.com/happytimes.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, friends. Welcome back to today's podcast. I haven't done this in a while. This is a little weird, but welcome back to today's podcast.
This is the Happy Times Podcast.
I just realized that I said today's podcast when the title of this podcast is the Happy Times. And I apologize for missing last week. Whenever I miss a week, I feel like whenever I miss a day per se, I feel like I can't upload the following day because I feel like I'm just like completely wrong. So that's why I wasn't here last Friday, because I felt like literally just because I missed that one day, I was like, okay, well, I can't upload on Saturday. People are going to get confused. But little do you know, here I am. Welcome back. If you don't know, every single Friday, except for the ones that I miss, the Happy Times podcast is posted on iTunes, Spotify, SoundCloud, literally anywhere you want to listen to it. I just Googled it. I Googled like the Happy Times, Joey Kidney, and it popped up on like 100+ different pages of like where you can listen to. So the people who are like international are like, oh my God, I can't listen to this. They easily can. And today I want to talk about one thing, and I had a hard time writing it down. And I think that's mainly why I want to talk about it. So this is going to be more like an unfiltered chat. All of my podcasts are very one take episodes, but today I really want it to be raw. I want it to be real. Today's topic was actually submitted by one of you guys. I know your name. Where is it? Your name is Joanna, and it was submitted on Twitter. And she asked to talk about, how do you know when you feel unloved? When you feel unloved, like, maybe not how do you, she did not ask how do you know. She literally asked how to deal with when you feel unloved. And it took me, I don't know, it took me a long time to just write down the title, because I had a hard time thinking about what to talk about for this, because normally I write down like 4 or 5 points on like what I need to hit when I'm talking about on a podcast and everything like that. And this one, it hit me, you know, I didn't have anything. That's what hit me. Not the ideas. The ideas did not hit me. That's the whole point. That's why we're here right now. And I'm rambling, because when you feel unloved, you feel something missing. When I feel unloved, I don't feel like I belong. I don't feel like I'm in the situation that, one, I want to be in, and two, I should be in. And I feel like we face that a lot in our lives. And there's often times where we associate that term with loneliness, and then we associate the term loneliness with being single. And recently I made a video about dating online and how kind of like toxic it was for me, because there was constant there was always different opportunities. So every time I would go on a date, you know, but then you go on your phone and then you get a message from somebody else and you just like, you have another option, you have another option. And we're constantly filling ourselves with options. And that's what we have in life. We're open to like these endless amount of opportunities in our lives, whether that's dating or being successful or in jobs or whatever it is. There's always a new opportunity. There's always a new door open, but that's not always the best thing. So oftentimes we feel, we leave people with the feeling of being unloved. And even I've done that, and I'm here to blame as well. And what I noticed is because the following video I made was all about self-love, and because I felt very unloved, even though I was leaving people unloved, because I wasn't taking the time out of my day to sit down and spend it with them to make themselves feel loved. And that was my fault, and that was me. And so I feel like I say I find a lot. I find we often do that to ourselves, and it's kind of like almost like hypocritical when we talk about this subject, because we're not loving who we're meant to love. And the one person we are meant to love is ourselves. And that's so fucking cliche. And I get that. And I don't believe in this classic, like, you can't love someone before you love yourself, blah, blah, blah. You have to love yourself before you love someone, whatever the term is. That's dumb. It doesn't make sense. Yeah, like, loving yourself isn't something that you do. There's no order to it. There's no, oh, do that. Do love yourself before you love someone. Love yourself during someone. Love yourself after someone. It's an always thing. Loving yourself is never something that you should take for granted. It's never something you should wait on. It's never something that is an, there's no order to it. It's number one. It's not even on a list because it's just a separate category. Loving yourself and self-love is something that you need to fill inside your body, because when there isn't someone that's physically there for you and you don't necessarily feel that insane amount of love from other people, where else are you going to get it? And that's from yourself. So when you feel unloved, I really recommend focusing on you. And a lot of us always say like, oh my God, I don't have any friends, blah, blah, blah. But really, 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 let's cut the bullshit. We do. We have friends. But sometimes self-love is by saying no. See, recently I figured that out for myself. I was always somebody to say yes. Every day one friend would be off work, and then the next day someone else is off work. And like every single day there's somebody that is off work. And I'm like, okay, sorry. Was my laptop telling me to work out. I'm doing 12 weeks of sweat, basically, of working out every single day. And this is it telling me to do that. So if you want to join me on that, go to the hashtag 12 weeks with Joey on Instagram, and you can like find all the details. If you go to my Instagram page, at Joey Kidney, I have a like little highlight that explains it all. Anyways, what was I talking about? Back on track. When I was really trying to find self-love for myself, I found it really difficult because, like I said, every single day somebody was off. So I would always hang out with someone every single day. So I wasn't ever handling my problems. I don't think we can take 5 minutes to ourselves, handle our problems for the day or for the week or whatever, and then next thing you know, go do whatever we want. I think sometimes you need a full day. You need a full week to yourself. So I've recently made it kind of like my goal to work a 9-to-5 job every single day for a week, and I have failed 2 out of 3 days so far. Yep, only on the third day. Because whenever somebody asks me to hang out, I always say yes, and I feel like I need to say yes. So I feel unloved right now, and it's not because I'm lacking love from somebody else. The reason why I feel unloved right now is because I'm lacking the love for myself. I'm lacking waking up and doing my chores and cleaning my room and making sure it's all organized so the next time I wake up, it's better. No, what I really do is I just throw my clothes on the ground and I put them in the closet and I'm like, oh, okay, they're all away, they're fine. But then the next day, the same thing happens. But really, what I need to do for myself, and this is simple, this is just organization. This is just preparing myself for the next day. This isn't, self-love doesn't need to be, oh my God, you got to look at yourself in the mirror and be like, oh my God, I love every part about myself. No. Self-love is just taking care of yourself. Self-love is really making life easier just for you at this time. Because when somebody else comes in your life, it's going to be 10 times easier for you to handle. It's not going to be a hard thing to do. Loving isn't a hard thing to do unless you make it one. So make it easier for yourself. So when I feel unloved, it's not because of someone else. It's because of myself. It's because when I look in that mirror, I forget that I need to do that more often. I always go back to loving other people before myself. And I'm not saying that I need to love myself first. I need to love myself always. There's so many times where I'll wake up in the day and I'm like, I do my self-love chores. I do everything. I do all my tasks. But then I go hang out with somebody else. And it's not, that's not me loving myself first that's going to fix that problem. It's me loving myself always. So maybe getting that 9-to-5 job and 9-to-5 time where I don't hang out with anybody for that whole day, that's what I need to do. Because I need to limit myself to how far I stretch who I am. Oftentimes, we don't feel like we change who we are when we hang out with different people. But I can tell you this from experience, from the bottom of my heart, from everything, you do. When I hang out with my best friend, Brianna, she's a friend from high school. I like to be silly with her. I like to change my voice. I like to do so many different things. I like to make bad jokes. When I hang out with my friend, Jesus, who I met in college, and he's been on this podcast multiple times, I like to make fun of him and take jabs, and he does the same to me. We like to be outgoing. We like to go yell. We like to do a whole bunch of stuff. When I hang out with my friend, Sarah, who I met through another mutual friend. Sarah and I like to talk about deep stuff. We like to giggle. I like to make jokes. I like to be my little Chad self. And I just sound like a really funny guy right now, eh? So we are constantly changing our moods, our personas, our characters with who when we're with somebody else. But the underlying thing of it all is that we are still ourselves. And when it gets that underlying line of who you are, that's where your self-love comes in. And when you feel unloved, if that line is filled up, you'll never feel unloved because you have yourself. And I know that's so cliche and so cheesy, but the reason why things are cliche and the reason why things are cheesy is because everybody has been through it. But yet, when things are trending, not everybody wants to partake in it. For example, me, Stranger Things is trending always. It's never not. I can't watch it because I don't want to give in. I don't know what it is. I don't know anything. I'm insecure about it. It's something weird. But because of that, I can't watch that show. Self-love is something that has been trending since day one of life, ever. You know, taking care of yourself, especially right now, health and veganism and all this stuff is very, very trendy right now. A lot of us feel the need to rebel from it. We don't need it. We don't want it. I'm not saying you have to be vegan or anything. I don't know why I said that. But self-love is something that we need all of the time. Like I said, it's not something that comes before. There's no list. There's no order. Self-love is something that will fill your void forever, as long as you keep doing it for you. You understand that you are loved, whether it's from your family, from your brother, from your sister, from your any relationship that you have with anybody, if it's everything. But at the end of the day, when you come home, you're not coming home with someone. Well, some of you might. I don't know. Maybe you all go to bars, or maybe you are in a relationship. But when you come home, put it this way. I think the most... Sorry, train of thought here. I think the most alone we are ever, and the most ourselves, and the most open, and the most vulnerable we ever are in the bathroom. Nobody wants to hear you poop. You're going to fart. Nobody wants to hear that. Nobody wants to listen to you pee, or brush your teeth, or pick your ears, or pick your boogers, or wipe your butt. Nobody wants to do that. Nobody wants to see that. Maybe your mom still wants to do it. I don't know how old you are. Maybe your mom wants to do it. But when you're in that, when you're in the bathroom, okay, you're in the bathroom right now. When you're in there, it's just you. And at the end of the day, if you don't love who you are when you're in that bathroom, then I think that's something you need to work on. And it doesn't even have to do with the mirror. It's just being alone with yourself. Understand how to fight your demons. Understand that you don't necessarily need someone there with you because you are with you. I think once you understand that and once you can fulfill that void, well, ladies and gentlemen, then I think you're loved for the rest of your life. Loving yourself is the best thing you can do, and do it unconditionally and do it unapologetically. Don't ever apologize for loving yourself, and don't ever apologize for taking time off from your friends or working your 9-to-5 job and not hanging out with them, Joey. Joey, listen. Start doing it. Start saying no to people. And that's also partly the reason why I can't settle down with anyone. I'm not saying I'm dating around, but I'm saying that I say yes to everybody. My friend wants to go get a coffee. Yes. Another friend that I haven't seen in high school. Yes, 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 yes. I'm always saying yes. And sometimes it's okay to say no, but it's self-love. No one else can do that for you. So no matter how many times you say yes to a stranger or yes to somebody that you think is cute or yes to a friend, remember when you come home and you're in that bathroom, say yes to yourself. Wow. For a podcast that had no notes except for when you feel unloved, I would say that was pretty damn good. If you enjoyed it, make sure you give it a like. Make sure you share it with your friends and DM me. Did you actually like this rambled on version of a podcast? And I would love to say welcome back to me for making another podcast. This is, I love talking. I really, really do love it. And I love talking to you guys, even though this is very much one way. So if you do DM me or if you do comment on my Instagram picture or whatever, if you do send me some feedback, it's much appreciated. Even if I don't reply, I do read it all. And I do want to say thank you. But when you are feeling unloved, understand that this podcast is here for you. I'm here for you. And hopefully you're there for you. So make sure you make time for yourself to be there for you. You know what I'm saying here? Okay. Well, stay you, stay beautiful. And I'll talk to you guys on the next Happy Times podcast, which is on every Friday. And also the book, oh my God, guys, the book comes out in holy shit. Like, oh my God, October 22nd, the book comes out. I'm so stoked. Anyways, I'm going to stop rambling. I love you guys very much. Thank you. And I'll talk to you later. Bye.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Protect your dream home with American Family Insurance. And you can weather any storm. You'll also save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.